Well, we're very concerned about the situation in Somalia, and we have been for some time. This current fighting has been an outcome, I believe, of the effort towards reconciliation and the counter effort of the group in Eritrea. And so there has been a lot of warning signs that there's going to be a mobilization to increase fighting. And obviously, the result of that is that the civilian population is at in the middle of the fighting and a humanitarian disaster develops.
But some people would dispute that and would say that actually the situation there, the unfolding humanitarian situation, is an outcome of Ethiopia's military operations in the country. Just recently, 15,000 additional troops have been sent in. Is this military approach the right one?
It's not simply a military approach. The fact is Ethiopia is reacting to an insurgency and continued insurgent attacks, assassination attempts on the lives of transitional federal government officials. And so it's not an action by Ethiopia, it's a reaction.
But doesn't Ethiopia's military policy in the country fuel the insurgency?
No, it doesn't. An insurgency is carried out by those who want to carry out an insurgency. The fact of the matter is, if the insurgency wasn't going on, Ethiopia would be able to withdraw.
But that hardline approach, many would say, is precisely what is strengthening the insurgency. Ethiopia is your close ally in the region. To what extent does the U.S. administration bear responsibility for what is happening in Somalia, given the tacit approval that you have shown toward the Ethiopian invasion of Somalia last year?
Well, we didn't tacitly approve Ethiopia's going into Somalia. Really, the Somali insurgent, the Council of Islamic Courts, is the one that attacked transitional federal government forces, and Ethiopia was the ally of the transitional federal government and said very clearly to them that the way to proceed was through peace talks, not through a military attack, and the Al-Shabaab did attack, and they're continuing to attack. And that is the reason why there continues to be the humanitarian disaster.
Should Ethiopia consider removing its forces from the country?
Ethiopia has said it wants to remove its forces, and the United States has always supported Ethiopia withdrawing. But to withdraw requires getting other forces in. This has been the position of the United Nations and the African Union and the Arab League. All have said if Ethiopia withdraw, it will leave a vacuum. And so instead of leaving that vacuum, we need to concentrate on getting other forces in. We could do that better if, in fact, the insurgency would stop.
And what is the U.S. doing at the moment, if anything, to help stabilize the situation there?
We are trying to train Burundian forces, which we hope we'll be able to deploy sometime this month. We're also working with Ghanaian forces and Nigeria to try to get them in. So we are pushing. We're trying to get the UN to help finance the African Union force, and we will go outside of the African Union. Any countries in the Arab League, any countries, Asian countries that are prepared to deploy, we are prepared to support them going in and help to stabilize the situation in Somalia. But fundamentally, there needs to be a political solution, and we're hoping that with the resignation of the prime minister and the selection of a new prime minister, that they will be able to reach out very broadly to bring in other communities into the transitional federal government so that there can be a political solution as expected in the transitional federal charter leading to elections in 2009.